Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into the show. Another weekly dive into the world of high school sports coming up here in just a few minutes. Great conversation with Ebony White of the Banneker Trojans track and field team, and a little later in the show, another track and field as well as soccer standout, Miss Amaya Jackson of the Brookwood Broncos. Gonna check in with her, or you'll hear my check in with her as well. Welcome in my guy Sonny, holding me down on the other side of the glass. So Sonny, kicked off the show. I asked you if you saw the Marvel teaser, whatever you want to call it. It's not, you're right. Technically, it's not a trailer, but it's a teaser. It's a teaser. It's teasing you. So if you have not seen it, you can Google it and it'll pop up on all your platforms and everything. But basically, it's a video. It starts off, it's all the director type chairs or whatever, and the actual actors' names of Marvel characters. Some have already been featured in Marvel films, some going to be featured in Marvel films coming up. And the camera just goes down the line and you're like, dang, this thing ain't stopping. It's not stopping, and it's not stopping, and it's not stopping. And finally it stops on Robert Downey Jr.'s chair, and he's actually in the chair, and then boom, that's it. There's there's music. There's a good mixture of music, of Avengers theme music, and then they blend in some X-Men theme music.
That thing took 5 hours.
It did not take that long, Sonny. You're exaggerating.
No, originally, the whole thing was, if you watched Disney's X-Twitter, whatever you call it, they were doing the video, but it only showed one chair every 13
minutes. Oh, I see.
Minutes.
Yeah, that. But then they actually put out the video that's the full thing.
Wish I would have seen.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see all that. I would have got frustrated with that, too. So the full video, basically, I'm not spoiling anything because it's just a teaser. So basically, it's probably about, 20 characters, if not more?
It's like 25. And the OG, some of the OG
yeah.
X-Men.
And so that's what I was going to say. It's got some of the original X-Men. It's got the Fantastic Four that's coming out with, what's my guy, Pedro Pascal, that cast. Several of your original Marvels. Some that we haven't seen, like my Asian guy,
Shang-Chi,
Namor is in there, Black Panther, the sister,
And M'Baku from Decatur, yes, by the way,
yeah, and M'Baku, that's right. Who else? Oh, the Guardians, not Guardians, but the new one that's getting ready to come out next month, Thunderbolts characters are in there. So this thing is basically Avengers Endgame level as far as the amount of characters. So for me and Sonny, I'm pretty sure as well, because we're pretty nerdy like that, I'm excited. I know people have been crapping over Marvel. They've been crapping over, you know, Star Wars. They've just been crapping over the stuff that Disney has, you know, since it's all been under the Disney umbrella. For me personally, I have not been disappointed by anything that either of those brands have produced. I haven't been overly excited about everything, but I have not been disappointed by stuff. I, you know, especially on the Marvel side, because some of that stuff you really got to be deep into the comics. You got to really know the comics history, even if you haven't read them. But if you know some of the comic history, you'll get where they've gone with some of this stuff. But I understand the casual movie fan is not going to necessarily be that deep into comics, so they're not going to get it. And so I 100% understand why there's probably people that feel like this stuff has been a letdown. Now, Star Wars, on the other hand, I agree with a lot of stuff that people are saying, because the script was there for them. When it came down to them doing post-Return of the Jedi stuff, The script was there. Timothy Zahn wrote a great continuation in books. And then there was also your Legends material. There was so much great material that Disney could have pulled from instead of trying to create all these brand new. They kind of mucked that up a little bit. I will say that on the Star Wars side. But I haven't been necessarily outside of those sequels. I was not a fan of The Last Jedi and The Return of Skywalker. Those were boo-boo to me. Force Awakens wasn't horrible, but then of course the director changed, and so that obviously changed the direction that trilogy ended up going. So
people didn't like Solo, and I liked Solo.
I liked Solo. Rogue One was fantastic.
Loved Rogue One.
Rogue One has low key become my second favorite Star Wars movie behind Empire Strikes Back. So again, I'm not totally disappointed with everything they did. I thought some of the live actions on Disney Plus were well. I thought Anakin, Obi-Wan. I thought Obi-Wan was solid. I thought Ahsoka was solid. So I'm not disappointed, but I do understand. So anyway, that's enough about, you know, people probably don't want to hear no more about our nerdy side. Let's get into this conversation I had a couple of weeks ago, last week, with Ebony White, Banner Controllers, track and field. Caught up with her after I saw her running over at Lakewood in, I think it was the Metro Championships, or Metro Invitational, that's what it was, the Metro Invitational. She had finished running the New Balance. She had actually just got back from Boston running in the New Balance, the Nationals. So got a chance to catch up with her after that, and here is that conversation.
And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline where Ebony joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ebony, thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day, and I want to say congratulations to you on all the success you've had throughout your high school career. And I'll start off by asking you, when you look back over the years, you know, what are some areas of growth in your, in your progress that you would say you're probably most proud of?
Well, firstly, I want to say thank you, and I'm most proud of recently this past week becoming an All-American and being able to just compete in the next level after high school.
All right. And when did the journey for you for track and field begin? When did you know that you could do it competitively?
My journey began around when I was in the ninth grade.
Okay.
I was an all-around athlete, but I just knew that I was being a dog in that sport, so I just stick to it.
So what were some of the other sports? Who got ruled out? Who got threw to the side?
Basketball, volleyball, flag football.
Oh wow, that speed could be used in flag football though.
Yeah.
All right, spending time on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Press Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Ebony White, Banneker Track and Field, also Kennesaw State signee. With track being such an individualized sport, you know, what do you feel you learned about yourself over the years?
I believe I learned just to be confident, to mm-hmm. believe that I deserve to be on the track and to just be able to be so confident and get out there and just compete with anybody.
All right, and you talked about this past weekend. You got a chance to participate in the New Balance Nationals. Congratulations to you on that and the performance that you had. But just talk about that experience and what it means to you being able to participate in such a major event.
It was a great experience being able to compete against great athletes and being able to just compete. It was just really an amazing in front of all the big crowd and just not getting just nervous and just being a dog.
All right. And as you prepared yourself for this year, this final year of high school, you know, was there anything particular that you worked on to help you get ready for the season, or, you know, was there any specific areas that you felt like you wanted to improve on?
Yeah, so starting off right when I got back to school, I got in a lot of 60s. So I just did a lot of indoor 60s, getting my start good, making sure I'm at top end, working on my transition. And, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, what have been some lessons learned along the way from coaches and supporters that you know are going to stick with you when it's time to, you know, transition to the collegiate level?
The lesson I've learned was, They always build me up, always make sure that I know that I deserve to be on the track and I can compete and and I can just be there and do my thing, and I deserved it because I had a struggle with just maybe just like being a little scared on the track sometimes, but now it's like I deserve it, and I'm going to compete with anybody you can put next to me.
That's awesome stuff. Spending time with Ebony White Banneker, Trojans track and field, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, Kennesaw State signee. Now, when it comes down to indoor and outdoor, you know, for you personally, is there a big difference in how you have to approach your training?
Yeah, I got to well, I've been training, so I'm pretty much in shape now. I just got to make sure to keep, as I'm getting faster, just keep on practicing that way. Keep on practicing with more speed, and yeah.
All right, and last one. Well, nah, I'm joking because I'm going to have a fun question for you. But when it comes to being a leader on that team, you know, what do you hope some of the younger and up-and-coming runners learn from just watching you?
I hope that they learn just to be confident when you run, just to know that you put the work in just like everybody else, and just when you step on the track, just, you know, do what you did to get there.
Awesome stuff there. Great advice. All right, here's the fun question. What is the one meal when, you know, you start training and all that stuff? What's the one meal Ebony has to cut back on to make sure she's staying in tip-top shape?
I would probably say milkshakes. After every race, I just want a milkshake. So.
Who's your go-to? Who has the best milkshake in your mind?
I would say Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen? Okay. I ain't mad at that. Yeah. What's your favorite flavor?
Oreos.
Okay. Oreos. Yeah, yeah. You got to lay off of that, Ebony. You can't be eating no Oreo shakes, milkshakes and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, young lady, once again, thank you for your time. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course. And I want to wish you nothing but continued success throughout the remainder of your high school career and when it's time for you to step on that collegiate track as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And again, that is Ebony White, Banneker Trojans track and field. She ain't lying though. Dairy Queen do be hitting. Yo, my go to at Dairy Queen I don't know if they still make it because I haven't been in a while, but the strawberry shortcake blizzard. Man, and then I get greedy and ask them to put rainbow sprinkles on that thing too. So that's my go to. So I ain't mad at Ebony, but yeah, you can't be trying to chow down on no Oreo cookie shakes after every track meet. She gotta slow down on that.
I just looked it up. It's still available.
It is still available?
Sorry. It's discontinued.
What? They don't do the strawberry cheesecake no more at Dairy Queen?
Not the blizzard treat. Nope.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go in there and see what they got as a replacement because that was my go-to right there. All right. Thanks again to Ebony White. Still to come here on the show, another track and field standout. Also, a very just as good, just as well as a standout on the soccer pitch as well, and that is Amaya Jackson, Brookwood Broncos, again, track and field and soccer, ECNL, that's the big, you know, my soccer heads out there, they know what that is. Sonny, I'll have to explain it to you on the other side when we come back from the break. All right, this is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.